The best of most country, 103.9, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got a friend guest from the community today. Vachelle is, well, he works for the city of Texarkana, Texas, right. But he's also involved with the Texarkana Homeless Coalition. We've had him in here before. He's an ex-basketball player.
Yeah.
And
how
tall are you, Vachelle?
6'11".
Yeah, I knew it. I knew a guy. I got a friend that's about the same height. Man, that's tall. But anyway, Texarkana Homeless Coalition, I know that you're in here today to talk about several things. One is the fact that y'all got some signs out that talk about panhandling. And tell us about that. What are the signs there for?
So the signs are there to really encourage the public not to give to panhandlers, but instead, you know, people want to give, we want to direct their funds to organizations that are working on helping these people that are out there panhandling with the issues that put them in that situation in the first place.
Right.
So I guess somebody giving them a little money or whatever, it's a very short-term solution.
Yes, it doesn't really fix the problem. Issues. Yeah,
right.
It doesn't solve their issues. And that's what we're trying to get people to understand. Like, we're not discouraging people giving. We're just discouraging giving in that situation. Right. There's lots of organizations that are part of our coalition that try to help people deal with underlying issues. And so that's what we're focused on, getting them help, but getting them in a correct way.
Right.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, get it to the organization that helps them, that actually helps them long term.
Right.
Which that other thing, like I said, is a short term. And like I said on Facebook, not speaking for Vachelle, obviously, speaking for myself, a lot of the people that are on the street corner with a sign asking for money, let's just be honest, are not truly part of our homeless.
Right.
There are people that are out there scamming to make some money.
Right.
And, you know, there are some people, I know there's some that are real legit and they're on the street corner and they're desperate.
Right.
But there's a lot of them that aren't. But even if it is the desperate situation, the best way to help them is to help out and give to the organizations, and maybe those people can actually get some real help.
Right, yeah. And it maximizes the donation.
Right, so that's it's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
It is by far the best thing to do. What else is going on with the Homeless Coalition right now? I asked you on Facebook, did the COVID-19 drastically increase the number of homeless, or has it been fairly steady that y'all can tell?
I think from what I've seen, and I haven't been on the streets a lot lately, but it doesn't seem like there's been a great increase.
Mm-hmm.
There's been more people asking for help, but I mean, we're in a crisis, and so you'd expect to see more people asking for help.
Right.
And we try to help that as much, but in terms of numbers, I haven't seen a drastic increase.
Which is a good thing, speaks to our society.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you're always open to people either volunteering in person, or maybe, as we say, helping out with either financial donations or maybe bottled water for when it's hot.
Right.
And so the way we have the coalition website set up, you can go to txkhc.org, click on Responsible Compassion, and we have organizations on there. We're trying to put a couple more on there as well. You can click on those organizations, and you can either donate or you can sign up to volunteer.
All right, and it's always good. Bodies are always good.
Yes.
People volunteering and helping, and especially when you've got, you know, special events going on, the need for volunteers obviously goes up.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right, hang around. We'll continue talking with Vachelle and get him and Anna to play a game.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We did good last time.
Get y'all to play along with them out here on the Pig as we continue on a Monday morning. 1039 mypigradio.com. It is The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends on this Monday morning. It's 8:33, and a look at news, which we normally would, but we've got our friend, our guest from the community in, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yep, quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, West of Texarkana. We will let them sponsor our continued talk with our friend Vachelle from the city of Texarkana, Texas, and from the Texarkana Homeless Coalition, and he's been talking about the fact that they've got some new signs up that say, you know, they're trying to get you not to give money to the panhandlers, but direct your funds, your gifts, to these organizations in our area that right. actually help homeless people right. instead of a short-term fix. And mm-hmm. talking about how you can volunteer and things like that. Now, I know that, Michelle, you don't have the specifics yet, but it's likely that one of the organizations or several of the organizations in town will try to do some type of nice feeding around Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yes. Time, right? That's something they try to do.
I've done it in the past, and yeah, I think there will be in the plannings of getting that done.
Right. Okay. And, of course, in as we get into the cooler months,
right.
in the cooler months, your shift will go from, hey, things that you've been asking for in the summertime, like mm-hmm. lots of bottled water right. And things that can help people put up with the extreme heat. We'll flip it, and we'll go to that cold.
Blankets and
yeah,
socks.
Blankets and socks and things like that. And
yeah.
Gloves.
Yeah, things and things to keep you dry in the rain, because it rains a lot more during the winter time.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll definitely switch to that as well. As far as the Homeless Coalition is concerned, how many people are involved, do you know, just kind of an estimate, with the Homeless Coalition? For you're involved, obviously. About how many are involved?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot. We have a lot of different organizations uh-huh. that are a part.
Okay.
From homeless shelters, uh-huh. Randy Sam, Salvation Army.
Okay.
We have Haven Homes for uh-huh. Men. We have our feeding places. So we have St. Edward's Church. We have Mission Texarkana. We have our food banks as well.
Right.
We have Harvest, and we have East Texas Food Bank. We have a lot of different churches mm-hmm. that are part of a coalition.
So it's community health it's a vast core. Amount.
Yeah. Right. Veterans Association, uh-huh. Yeah. Veterans agencies. They have a plethora of organizations that are a part of the coalition.
So covering the whole spectrum.
Yeah. So it's a
even we have schools, some of the schools as well.
Oh, good.
Of representative liaisons from the school districts mm-hmm. that are part of the coalition too.
All right. So it's a major effort
yeah.
to try and help people, yeah. you know, give them a helping hand up
mm-hmm.
So that maybe they can improve their lot in life, because you know, every person's situation is different, I would
right.
think. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, some people it's just they fell on hard times and they didn't see it coming really.
Mm-hmm.
And some, it's a chronic situation that maybe needs a different approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So the vast needs are out there, and we're so glad that the people like you and organizations like that
yeah.
are there to help out. Now, if they want to help out, how can they help out as far as going on a website or Facebook or calling or
yeah,
anything like that?
So right now we're still working on building out all our organizations on our website, mm-hmm. but go to txkhc.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can find a bunch of our organizations and click on Responsible Compassion, which is on the front page.
Right.
They'll get to some of the organizations that are part of Coalition. You can sign up to volunteer or donate through clicking on those buttons for those organizations.
All and right. I have it on our website.
Well, I kind of figured I was going to ask you. You can also go to mybigradio.com and find it there to click on
right.
For the what he just said so that you can help out. Hang around, Michelle, so we'll get you and Anna and everybody out there in Radio Land to play a game. And more of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig on a Monday morning. Going to be a warm one today, about 91, but then a chance of scattered showers tomorrow, and then cooler weather moves in just in time for fall.
Yes,
and
sir.
We're all excited about that.
Yes, we're excited.
We are happy to announce that.
Time.
Yep, down to our last teardrop. That's Tanya Tucker on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. And we're brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They've got three convenient locations, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard, to serve you. And Vachelle from the city of Texarkana, Texas, and the Texarkana Homeless Coalition is our guest this morning, our friend from the community. And we've been talking about various things, and we'll kind of wrap that up here in just a minute. But we're going to get Vachelle and Anna and you people out there in Radio Land to play a game.
Okay.
And the one we got today is called Yes or BS. I will give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or whether it's something not right about it. Barbara Streisand BS, as I call it.
Okay. Let's do this.
Are we ready?
Yes.
A study from Harvard University, or as I Harvard,
right.
finds that having no friends can be just as deadly as smoking. Both affect levels of a blood clotting protein. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, it is correct.
Isn't that sad?
It is very sad.
We need friends.
Yes, we do. We're social creatures.
Yes, we do. No birds, or no bird, runs faster than an ostrich. Is that yes or BS? No bird.
I bet you the road runner's fast, but not as fast as an ostrich. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, ostrich is...
They're pretty dang fast.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You've been in a race with an ostrich before?
I don't want to be in a race with an ostrich.
I would,
it might be chasing me.
I wouldn't necessarily think that an ostrich would be fast, but it is. And yes, apparently they are faster than a roadrunner, which is a little unbelievable, but
right.
It is true.
What?
And you're right, Michelle. I don't want an ostrich chasing
no,
me.
No, they're mean, too.
Yeah. And you know what else is mean? Geese.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're mean.
Man. Feels like there's a story behind that one.
Well, I used to walk at the park a lot.
Oh.
At Spring Lake Park.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of duck and geese out there, and yeah. I guess they still do. Mm-hmm. The duck are fine, but the geese are mean.
Yeah.
It's like they'll come after you. Don't like them. Anyway, all right. Wow. Biweekly. The term biweekly has two different definitions. Twice a week or once every 2 weeks. Biweekly has two different definitions. Twice a week or once every 2 weeks. Is that yes or BS?
That makes sense. I'm gonna say yes. I'm guessing, though.
Does it make sense?
It does.
It does make sense. Because it's true.
He just told you yes. Yeah. Say yes.
Because it's true. Let's see here. If you have a gross of pencils, mm-hmm. you have 144 pencils. Is that yes or BS? Call it a gross of pencils. Is that 144?
Sure.
You sound,
why not?
You sound so
why
uncertain.
Why not?
Are you sure, Michelle?
I haven't put on my math hat yet.
Okay. Yes is the answer. Okay. Couple more here,
okay.
And we'll wrap it up.
All right.
A turtle is an amphibian. Is that yes or BS?
No.
No. No.
No.
You say no, Michelle?
No.
Okay, no. It is not. What is it then, Anna, since you're so smart?
I thought it was a reptile.
It is a reptile.
Okay. See, he's confident.
Right?
Yeah. Cold-blooded reptile, the good old turtle. And finally.
Okay.
And finally. George Washington, the first president,
mm-hmm.
his body was preserved in a barrel of whiskey for 32 years.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think so.
Well, guess what? You're right.
That's called being pickled.
Pickled, yes. And that is not true.
Why would you do that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Why would you? That's good. And he did not. He was buried like a normal person. Okay. So there you go. Y'all did quite well.
Thank you.
On the yes or
learned
BS.
Some stuff.
All yes. right. Michelle says once again, look for the signs that talk about panhandling. They're trying to tell people, don't give your money to the people that are out on the corners because... Even if they are legitimate, it doesn't help them long term. Mm-hmm. If you're going to give money, give it to the organizations around town that actually help them in the long term,
right.
All these different ones he mentioned. And obviously, if you want to volunteer or if you want to donate water or later on down the line stuff for the cold weather, you'll take that and take volunteers any day of the week, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, my organizations are, as long as they have spots for people, I'll definitely be open to having volunteers.
All right.
And monetary donations go further through the coalition, say the word right, rather than just giving it to the person directly.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and spending part of your morning with us.
No problem.
Thank you
guys for having me.
You are quite welcome. More of the best in most country coming up on The Pig on a Monday morning.
Want home cooking without cooking yourself?